Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Euler. Steele moves to third. Berry moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Steele scores. Berry moves to third. It's 1-0. White Sox. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0. White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 0-for-1 in the game. A.G. strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland strikes out. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steele for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Freehan moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. One out. Bill Heath pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Stanley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Steele settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. King moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. King moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hansen reaches second base with a double. King scores. McCraw scores. Martin moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-2 in the game. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Steele hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Steele reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-3 in the game, with a single. King takes first base on ball 4. John Hiller now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Horland's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Steele fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis pinch hits for John Hiller. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Landis moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Green moves to second. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Wilhelm fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilhelm. Landis scores. Green scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Martin and he is safe. McAuliffe steals second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. McAuliffe moves to third. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-3 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Fred Gladding now pitching. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-3 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steidel is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Steidel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Gladding covering. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. King hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing left field. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Willie Horton pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. one out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Green takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe strikes out. There goes Green. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.